Hey there. So it's me. I thought I would just give you a quick update as to what's happening at Carlosophies and into the future, really. So I've been doing this now for about 6 months, and I know there are some of you out there that listen to every single episode without fail, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Honestly, I don't know why you listen, but I'm glad you do. I really am glad you do, because I make this for you. So I guess what I've learned over the last 6 months is that, a podcast can be a lot of work, and there's a lot of ways that you can make it less overwhelming. And this goes, you know, from my learnings with Radcasters, really, I guess. I think a lot of people get stuck on the having to create content every single week. And what I've really realized recently is that, you know, I want to be doing more podcasting, but I have a very limited amount of time. So I'm going to make some changes, because a lot of my time is really spent, you know, probably about 5 hours a week is spent on the interview format. So I'm going to cut those back to twice a month. I'll do two interviews a month, and then I'll be doing free flow convos in between then. But this morning I just kind of had this idea about, you know, maybe looking at different, So what I want to do is perhaps create a few different short series podcasts on specific topics. So like a little series on what I learnt from having the Office Collective. So like a co-working type, because I get people still contacting me now asking me how to start a co-working space. So I thought I would start a podcast on how not to start a co-working space. That would be a really fun thing for me to do. And I want to do some content specifically for, you know, Radcasters and podcasting specific stuff. But I just want them to be really short little series, you know, and pull back a bit on the stuff that's taking up a lot of my time, which is the interviews. This morning I was speaking to a girlfriend of mine, Nikki Smith, and Nikki was one of my really early guests. She was actually episode 8, if you want to have a listen to it. Nikki is like a strengths coach and a career coach, but she has this really amazing gift where she explores mini experiments. And she's actually a Radcaster, and she's looking to create her podcast at the moment. I'm really excited about it, because it will be about these mini experiments. And I thought it would be really cool to sit down with Nikki and, you know, do a kind of welcome to the new year podcast talking about, you know, mini experiments and how you could embrace them in 2016. Because we all know that New Year's resolutions rarely work. And Nikki is really passionate about small incremental change, you know. And so I thought it'd be really cool for all of you guys to hear about like how you could use mini experiments in 2016 to have a huge positive impact on your life. And kind of got me thinking, what else do you guys want to know? You know, I've got access to a lot of fantastic people with a lot of different, you know, pools of knowledge, and I've been telling their story a lot, but I'm also interested in creating content that really, you know, you can get some huge shifts out of. So tell me, what do you want me to talk about? Who do you want me to talk to? You know, I'm still really interested in finding out doing that interview format where I do listen to people's stories, because I think there's real power in that. And I think there's real power in storytelling, which is why I do this podcast. But I'm also, you know, really interested in creating content which you can really use, you know, and I think like sitting down with Nikki and talking about mini experiments really excites me. So what else would you like me to do? You know, how would you like me to move forward with Carlosophies? What are the things you'd like to hear about? What are the things that you want to change in your life? Where do you need guidance? I would so, so love for you to shoot me an email or a PM on Facebook. And just, let me know. Let me know what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. You know, I'm creating this for you. So I would love to know what is having the biggest impact on you about what I'm doing here, and so that I can create more for you. I have to say a big thanks to Deanne Renting, because she has been sending me a lot of feedback lately of what, you know, she listens to every show. She sends me an email to, you know, say that she loved this and she'd like me to, you know, explore this idea. And I really dig that. And I know it can be really confronting to send somebody an email that you don't really know. And sometimes, you know, you listen to these podcasts and you probably think, oh, you know, that I just had this circumstance recently. I was speaking to my friend Emily Rooney, and she had been in Canberra, where she's from, and she ran into Leonie Dawson. I'm sure most of you would know Leonie Dawson. And she ran into her in the supermarket, and she was about to say, "Hi, how are you?" And then she realised, oh, hang on a second, I don't know this woman. You know, like, I only know her from her online presence and from what, you know, the work that she does in the world, but she doesn't know me. And so she didn't say hello. And then she came home and she was commented on one of Leonie's Facebook posts. And Leonie said, "Why didn't you come up? You know, why didn't you come up and say hello? I would have loved to have met you." You know, and I think sometimes we do that. Like, we forget that because I've got a podcast, like, I'm no celebrity. I'm no guru. I'm no, you know, I'm just a person who turns up at a microphone and talks shit. Like, you know, I love to be contacted by people who are listening to me because it's a form of validation, really. And, you know, I do it regardless because I, you know, the ego boost is nice, but it's not why I do this. But it is really lovely to hear from people. So if fear has been holding you back that I'm going to think you're a dickhead or, you know, some kind of weird fan, which, like, is a foreign concept to me because it just seems so weird that anyone would be a fan of my work. But yeah, if that's holding you back, I'm speaking specifically to you. I would love you to let me know what you're digging about this podcast, what you want me to do in 2016 so that I can create something really magical for you. So yeah, things are going to change a little bit, but I'm still going to be turning up at the mic. I'm still going to be consistent, and I'm going to be, you know, I just really want to enjoy this year. I want to do all the things that light me up and not much of the shit that doesn't. So, you know, let's have a fucking awesome 2016 together. I think that's all I've got to say. I've got shit bubbling up in the back of my head, but I could keep talking forever, but I think I've probably already bored you shitless. So just get in touch. Let me know what you want to hear from me in 2016 and let me in, like, let me know what your dreams are, and I'll see if I can create some content to kind of fit in with where you're looking to go. So once again, thank you so much for the time that you've spent with me throughout this year. I really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, feel blessed. Like, I'm welling up with tears right now. This has been a life-changing experience for me. And, you know, in the last 6 months, I've gone from feeling very anxious, like I don't belong, to really feeling a sense of home inside myself. And part of that is you. So I have to thank you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart for coming along this journey with me, because it really has brought incredible change to my life. So on that note, if you do want to start podcasting and you want to experience some change like I have over the last few months, stay tuned, because Radcasters will be open again soon. And I'll have some really exciting stuff happening on Carly Nimmo too. So yeah, jump on carlynimmo.com, sign up for my list over there, and jump on radcasters.com and sign up for my list there, and you will not miss a single thing. Once again, thank you so much. I am really looking forward to 2016. I think it is going to rock fucking hardcore. Until then, because I'm sure I'll be coming at you before then. Peace out.